Blog Talk Radio.
Professional broadcast and timing and well synchronized and always perfectly lined up with the events of the Rangers, just as the Traverse City Prospect Tournament comes to a unfulfilling conclusion, we go live on the air. Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Eddie, how are you?
Always perfect timing, always perfect balance. That's what we are. Unfair and imbalanced. We knew that the game would end at 9:30.
That's right.
Exactly.
We got word from the PR department, and here we are.
Yeah, so I'm doing well. I'm a little nicked up. They've been working me hard over at that gym I go to, L.A. Fatness. As you know, they got me with a boxing guy now. I'm throwing punches, thinking about a comeback.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they got boxing and all kinds of stuff. They have a guy, it's a cardio workout. So I may have hurt my left hand working on my jab.
Now, do you work on the heavy bag or the speed bag, or is it just all shadow type? You know.
Well, I work on the feed bag.
I had to give this to, because Howie goes, ladies and gentlemen, Glass Joe.
Yeah, right. Knock him out.
Soda Popinski.
Yeah, remember those guys?
Bald bull.
No,
it's better than Don Flamenco though. Company do the dance and then come at you, and you had to time your hit. You had to hit him at just the right time when he came back for the dance, and that's how you knocked him out.
Who's the Indian guy who had the jewel would light up when they hit him?
I don't remember. And I was just trying to think of who was the there was another one that I totally went out of my mind now. He was like a gorilla.
Right. You had to hit him in the stomach.
Right. Not the bald
was that
bull.
Bald.
I thought there was another one. He was always like a gorilla. But anyway, I used to love that game. Piston Hurricane. Glass Joe was first, and then you fought Piston Hurricane. And then I forget where they went from there. Don Flamenco was my favorite, though. King Hippo.
Right.
That's what I was trying to think of. Thank you, Cutter. I think that's who I was trying to think of. King Hippo. King Hippo. And then the little Mario was the referee, and he'd come out and go, wamp, wamp, wamp. If he'd count you out, he'd go, wamp, wamp, wamp.
Cutter just got that game new. Still working on that system. He knows it still.
He's got it on the Magnavox Odyssey.
That's really.
Here's another one.
Let's move it on to the Ranger talk. We've lost three quarters of the audience with this Nintendo flashback.
Sorry.
No, I'm only kidding. You go on. So it's over.
Hurt my feelings now.
I'm sorry. But it's over.
Yes, it is over.
Traverse City, Michigan.
The last golden ticket has been oh, wait, I'm sorry. Yes, Traverse City has come to an end. So now I'm going to let you carry the Traverse City conversation here, because I only saw parts of the first game on Saturday and parts of tonight. A lot going on here at the house, and I just haven't been able to just sit and watch hockey the last couple of days. So I'm going to let you throw it all. I'm going to let you take us through here. And then of course your calls, 646-478-4692.
Well, I have to applaud MSG for broadcasting this. They got very silly with the tweeting and that whole thing for the first three games. I saw everybody I ever knew on Twitter get through. Funny how me, yours, and I tweets didn't get through.
Yeah, they ignored me, you, and Ricky, that's for sure. Ricky had some good tweets out there, too.
Yeah, they were not answering where Sam's toupee, and which one did you have?
Well, I had. I'll give you a couple of quick ones from tonight. My favorite one, the one that seemed to get the best reaction, was, and these were all to Dave Maloney. That's who I was. Dave, which one of these NYR prospects is your brother most likely to acquire in a salary dump? At Dave Maloney, I'll give you $10 to tickle Giannone.
Was
Mike Sullivan a palace guard? That may be a little too highbrow for some people that follow me, but Stonehenge Sullivan, the man of 1,000 smirks.
That's good.
John Giannone plus ask? Mike Sullivan equals millions of Ranger fans going into hibernation. I even tweeted to Dave that he should join us here tonight, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Did you ask Mike Sullivan how he gets away doing those Geico commercials and being an assistant coach?
No. I don't know if Mike's on Twitter.
He doesn't seem like a Twitter. He's barely joined the human race, no less Twitter, as far as conversations go.
Old Stonehenge.
But listen. So yeah, I followed it very closely. I've got my report card out on everybody. I watched I really was into it, I got to say. So I thought the coverage was mediocre at best, but it can't get really more than mediocre when you have John Monotone and Micheletti in there. I think good news for the Ranger fans is, from what I saw, is the play of JT Miller. He certainly surprised me in so many areas that I'm more excited about him than 2 years ago's number one pick, Dylan McElrath. JT Miller showed me a lot in this tournament. He has a lot of Derek Stepan in him, and I think Graves, if you want to compare him to a younger player, Adam Graves even alluded to it too. He looked very mature for his age, and that's, you could see, I actually after a while could discern where each player was in their development, even by telling how much AHL experience or NHL experience they had, because really, Buffalo tonight had a guy who played 15 games in NHL, and he's been one of the better guys That also puzzled me a little bit. The guy's already been in the AHL 15 game, but he's playing in a prospect tournament. But I don't know how they make these rules. But I think the good, I like JT Miller quite a lot. Ryan Bourque is not the player that I thought he was. He's better than that. He's not an offensive, I thought he was more of like a dangler, a guy who moves and stuff. He's more of a Ryan Callahan type of guy where he is going to hustle on both ends of the ice. He's still incredibly small, but he is tenacious. I think it was in the Carolina game. It might have been the game before. Where he knocked the guy who was about 6'3", 6'4", right on his ass. So that when the guy wasn't looking, and, you know, Ryan Bourque is 5'9", 165 pounds, at least listed at that. And he knocked him right on his tuchus. I like that. Carl Hagelin showed probably a little bit less than most Ranger fans were expecting, but I saw glimpses of his speed. He's incredibly fast. He didn't get a whole lot of goals in this tournament, and neither did Thomas, I don't think. But both of them showed that they are good at what they do. Thomas has an incredible shot. He's a sniper. He's got a quick release. The guy that impressed a lot of the scouts, and I have to go with it, is this Shane McColgan. This guy from Florida or California? I always get them mixed up. I think he's from California, I think.
Yogan's from Florida. Andrew Yogan, he's from Boca.
Okay, so McColgan is the one from California, and he played he was really good all around, and he stuck up for teammates. And then this free agent that we mentioned, Ryan Bourque's line mate, I butchered his name about 9 shows ago, this Jonathan Audi Marchessault. He's a small guy. He's a center iceman. He was undrafted. He showed a lot. They just didn't get him because he played with Ryan Bourque. This guy, he's another small guy, but he showed a lot. Now, as far as the defensemen go, this Blake Parlett, he's probably going to be AHL. You know, he's going to be an AHL player. He looked pretty good for the Rangers. The guy that I liked is this Samuel Noro, whose brother's with Maxime Noro of the Minnesota Wild, is in the Minnesota Wild organization. He's 6'4", he's 210, big dude. And he looked very composed out there. He's a project. They deemed him a project, but if they're looking for a big guy who was a no-nonsense guy, he impressed me more than McElrath did. And I'll get to why I thought of Dylan McElrath. They gave him the captain, Jim. They made him the captain. And certainly I think he took that captainship a little bit. This is my conjecture. That he felt the need to stick up for every injustice that was made out there on the ice instead of playing his position and worrying about himself and in his position. Seemed like any time it ran, now this is a good trait, guys. I'm not saying it's a bad trait. But when you're a defenseman, especially, you cannot go roaming out of position to stick up for your teammates, because then what happens is goals get scored. Now, I think, you know, once he learns that, to maybe check the guy and get his number for a later time to get him, rather than, you know, taking out, you know, the justice immediately, he'll be better. He had a lot of problems covering people, I thought. He was caught out of position a lot, but I did like the way he skated. His skating is definitely improved. I mean, from the little bit I saw last year, he's a better skater, he's better physically, but the mental game is not there yet. The listen, you know, just play your position, close your gaps, you know, make sure that the guy, you're on the guy when he comes into the zone. Don't let, you know, be backing up too much. Took a lot of penalties, a lot of unnecessary minors. He's got to be more headier. That's what I came away with McElrath. If any of you guys watched the broadcast, Tim Erickson, I mean, he was getting promoted, you know, like you wouldn't believe. And he deserved it. He really looked like everybody else was, you know, he looked like the only pro out there in most of the games. You know, he is so calm and cool, and I think they were trying to make the comparison to McDonough. He reminds me a lot, and they made this comparison to Stahl, where he's a quiet guy, he does his thing, it's all smooth. And that trade now is looking to be like a complete steal. And he's got a really good chance at making a team now. And then if I want to finish it out, Yuri Niemi looks like he's going to be another, you know, he looked better than some of the prospects, but Yuri Niemi looks like he's going to be a perennial AHLer. I didn't see any guy that really could push for a position with the Rangers other than Tim Erickson. So that's basically my rundown of all the guys from what I saw.
Okay.
Wow.
Just from what I saw, I liked what I saw from Erickson and Bork. I like his speed. I got a little. The first game on Saturday, he drove to the net and got thrown around like a rag doll, which kind of worried me a little bit for his future. But I like his speed. He's got moxie, and who else? I liked what I saw from McElrath on Saturday, and you know tonight. You know, tonight they didn't play. Tonight all I saw was Ken Jernander yelling at people and Dave Maloney interviewing just about everybody he could.
Right, yeah. Dave Maloney, yeah. At least he seemed to be... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
At least he seemed to be versed in, like, you know, he knew something about the juniors. The other guys, you know, they didn't know nothing. They were learning as they were going. They were talking to people's press people and...
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
what, Jim?
Like you said, I'm appreciative that they show the games, but I learned nothing about these players other than what I already knew, you know, as far as their background goes. Does that make sense?
Well, I think most of the people listen to the show, and we're a little bit more intense. So I guess for the person who didn't know about these players, it was very informative. You know, the underground is, we're highly educated.
We're in the know.
People when it comes to, yeah, we're in the know. I'm already sick of Micheletti. I can't take his, his voice.
Friggin' salt he is.
And like Stan said, Giannone, I don't know what he does. He's just, I don't know. So,
he's what they want. Vanilla.
Oh, he's about as vanilla as they get.
Yeah.
I don't know what's playing for vanilla, but he's it. So, I thought from the tough guy part, that McNaught did not look bad. He looked serviceable, and he got into a fight. I saw him. But it amazes me that a lot of these Ranger fans watching these games were in these game threads on the internet were like vilifying these 18-year-olds for making mistakes and saying this is why he'll never make it in the NHL. And, oh, he looks like a first-line right-winger for us. You know, like how do you equate a prospect performance with what he would do on the New York Rangers? It's just
This guy's not going to be any good. I got him for 3 years on my franchise in NHL 12, and he's only a 73. We got to get rid of him. Guy stinks. That's what most of it's based on. The ratings on NHL 12 or NHL 11. Oh, I drafted this guy 2 years ago. I put him on my NHL 10, 11 team, and he's only a 77. Got to get rid of him.
I think that's basically the mentality. Now, I see a Ricky Itazu who's joined us in the chat room.
Yes.
And he said the team is unbiased, very big in the back, unbalanced, rather. In the back, it's smaller front. You know what I think the Rangers are looking at? I think I finally have gotten it. They drafted every small skill player they could to find that one small skill player. Like, this even goes for Zuccarello and all the other minor, you know, the Lollipop Guild guys. They want to find that one Marty St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? They're going to try to find him by hook or by crook. They're getting a small skilled forward. And they're just getting everybody. And they want a big hitting defenseman. And, you know, they had a big defense this year at the prospect camp. I think they're looking for that. So we certainly know what they're looking for. Now, the goaltending, I was surprised. That Scott Stager is a lot better than I thought he was going to be. He didn't move around a lot in net. He looked composed. Apparently he's working with Benoit Allaire. So he's got some rapport with him. The other guy, the freak of nature, the 6'8 goalie, I don't know. You might as well, you know, it's like having Chara in net. I don't know. He doesn't look all that agile, but at 6'8, listen, I'll take it.
Guy was sprawling around. He looked like one of the, he was sprawling around on the ice. He looked like one of the ants in Them. You remember that movie? Them?
Yeah.
Big giant legs just flapping at you and arms and just this huge, exactly like you said, freak of nature. Yeah, he's not, I didn't see a lot of good technique out of him. And somebody told me he only gets as high as like a 67 on NHL 12 after 3 years. So he probably won't
Jason
be around much longer.
Mission we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was my Traverse City. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I think MSG did a good thing by telecasting it. Although most of my friends who are Ranger fans, like, I don't know, I saw some baby Rangers on the other night. Like, they didn't really grasp the whole thing.
Right.
You know, not into the hockey as much as we are.
You know, this is all still new. As Ranger fans as a whole, the fan base is still learning this. You know, as this kind of younger generation comes along, you know, you and I are at the very tail end of that generation. But, you know, getting into the – I mean, 10 years ago, what Ranger fan gave a shit about the draft? Did you know anybody that – I mean, did you watch
the –
you couldn't watch it. You couldn't – I mean, there might be a blurb about it in the newspaper the next day. So I think this is all – you know, it's still all new to Ranger fans. And I think another couple of – and hopefully it was successful enough for MSG that they'll continue to do it and maybe next year put a little more effort into it. I mean, you know, it was – I can't really blame them for kind of – a bare bones broadcast. You know, it was very simply done.
They,
you know, they had Maloney on a skateboard zooming around that little ice rink they were playing at, trying to interview people. And hopefully next year they put a little, you know, have some profiles for these players, have some video ready to go to see who these guys are and things like that. Be nice. Yeah, they need more commercials for the Traverse Resort. I like that, yeah. It was like watching college football. You know, you watch a Penn State game and there's 12 ads for Penn State, you know? That's what it reminded me of.
Well, you know, yeah, and, you know, could they not – this is another thing. Did they have to mention with every guest their golf score and what they did on the golf course that day? Is this part of a broadcast? Oh, I shot a 93. Oh, that's good for you. I don't care. And another thing that bothers me, Jim, why you don't bring it up, is that I saw every person involved in that tournament there. They interviewed the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings, who have made the playoffs 20 straight years. They interviewed tonight Darcy Regier, the GM of the Buffalo Sabres. They interviewed Ron Francis, who's involved with the Carolina Hurricanes and what they're doing on and off the ice. And then they have one segment with Glenn Sather. And where is it from? The golf course. Mr. Magoo can't even give us a time on the air to talk about things. I mean, everybody had an opinion. But he's too good to come down and talk to us Ranger fans. I mean, if Ken Holland, all right, listen, he was the architect behind Traverse City, but he was talking about Detroit, their acquisitions, you know, the parting of Rafalski. This guy's got street cred, recent street cred, not Edmonton Oilers 1984 through 80 whatever street
right.
cred.
Not oh, I got the greatest player in hockey when the WHA folded street cred.
Right. They got they got to send some flunky out there to interview him on the back nine. He doesn't even talk. He's talking about.
You got it again.
I mean, and he's talking about golf. He's just such a PR nightmare. Just every scout they talk to. They talked to Adam Graves twice. I mean, you know, they talked to every guy that was there. But no, Glenn Sather can't wear a little sweatsuit and show up next to Giannone, and he can't. They're afraid what questions those two bozos are going to ask him.
He could come out in the Jean-Guy Talbot sweatsuit.
Yeah.
The Talbot tracksuit with the cigar in his mouth and the putter in his hand like Bob Hope. That just goes back to everything about him and the whole. I mean, you remember the old days. Who are we going to have on in between periods? Oh, we're going to talk to Rangers general manager Neil Smith, the Rangers general manager Phil Esposito. Or blah, blah, blah. You never hear that anymore. He's up in his ivory tower with that turd in his mouth, hanging over the edge. We pick it. Not even training camp yet. We're already on his ass.
Well, you would think he'd be proud of all this. I mean, this is under the guise that, I mean, that people think that he is spearheading this youth movement, this organic movement, as Adam Graves put. Very exciting time for us, which it is. But we all know why this has happened. I don't have to go into it. It's called the salary cap. We finally had to play the game. We were lucky enough to get Gordy Clark to play with the game. You would think he'd want to come on and laud himself. Apparently, he's so senile, they don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. I think Bugard looked good in this game. I mean, you know, I don't know what they think is going to come out of his mind. Yeah, we're organic and homegrown, like good weed, apparently, to Adam Graves. Mario just pointed out.
And, you know, Adam Graves is my favorite all-time Ranger. But, boy, he's another one. He's not exactly bubbly when they interview him.
Well, you know he's honest. At least I know this guy is not, he's not going to be controversial, but at least he's honest.
Yeah.
You know, and he's another guy. We've seen interviewed a million times. I love him, but it's like, what is he going to say? I think this McElroth is terrible.
To draft this guy.
Yeah, we should have gotten Cam Fowler or Tarasenko.
I told him, for God's sakes, get Burmistrov. It's Rubenstein at the draft, and he was feeding me all my info. He said, we got to have Tarasenko. But no. Is anybody listening to Adam Graves? No, to my face, it's all, hey, Gravy, how's it going?
No, in all fairness to McElrath, he had a little bit of a disappointing tournament, but he really does have all the tools to be the guy they want. He's just got to be a little bit more he's not got to try to be the people's champion out there and come to the aid of guys right away and just play the position. Just play the position. Stay within yourself, as they used to say.
Play your game.
Play your game, man.
That's the Rangers' favorite. We just got to play our game.
And then they were making it like weird in tonight's game, Jim. They're like, well, Tim Erickson looks good now, but let's see how he looks against the Dubinskys and Callahans. And I'm like saying to myself, is that really who he's going to go up against? Like, to see if he's. I mean, I like Brandon Dubinsky, Callahan in game situations, but do they have that much skill that's going to be the. Why even Gaborik and Richards? Those are the guys I'd say, well, let's see how they do against them.
Is that the true measure?
But maybe it's a strength, tenacity thing. I don't know. But
you think the first time Anaheim played the Rangers, they told Camp Fowler, "Oh, we're going to test you out tonight. We're going to see how you match up with Brandon Dubinsky."
Yeah. Oh no, not him! Anything but him. No, listen. They'll be like, "Well, you know, Cam, you're going against."
But thank God, I only get Dubinsky once a year.
Cam, tonight, it's late in the season, but you really got to pay attention to this Chad Kolarik. He is a guy, you're in the big time now. Chad Kolarik intake and Chris Newberry, Lobster Newberry. I thought it was odd that and who said this, too? I think it was Micheletti who said it, so you know what came from. pull it from my mouth. Send me to the minors. I don't want to face Dubinsky. I just found that odd. Like, I could see Tim Erickson. If that's the measuring, what about when he plays against Stamkos?
Healthy scratch.
Malkin. He's got to go into, if he makes the team, they're going to be playing Anaheim with Perry, Getzlaff, and Bobby Ryan. How about that line? That line totally destroyed us last year. I'm more worried about that than what he's going to do against Brandon Do Nothing. Sorry.
Brandon Dubinsky.
We're just having fun, Brandon. We love you.
We love Brandon. Next week on the show, Brandon Dubinsky.
That's right. So, I enjoyed myself. And hockey's right around the corner, man.
I know.
We went from right?
And after the way the Giants played on Sunday, thank God. Now, okay, let's start talking about the big club, and we'll start. Why don't we start with Ryan Callahan, which I think is a short conversation because we all pretty much thought they was coming. And then I have something we talked about yesterday on the Facebook group that I wanted to get your opinion on because I don't know if you weighed in on it. So in case you hadn't heard, and if you haven't, where the fuck you been for 3 days? Ryan Callahan was named captain, and Richards and Mark Stahl got the A's. And I think it was I think we all expected it. I told my brother the first time I saw Ryan Callahan play it that he would someday be the captain of the Rangers, but unfortunately we didn't have Twitter or Facebook then, so I didn't document it. So I can't prove it, but I wouldn't lie to you guys. I wouldn't lie to you guys.
I believe it.
So I'm glad he got the captaincy, and now there'll be no criticizing him. He's the captain.
Now he's the captain. It comes with a little responsibility. It comes with a little bit of, it's the hot seat. But it'll take a while. He's got carte blanche with most Ranger fans, though, when it comes to any criticism. So, well, what was the controversy on the Facebook group?
It wasn't controversy. It was I used the group yesterday for a little – I set him up a little bit. I figured it would give us some show fodder. And if you guys want to call in, 646-478-4692. There is no one on the switchboard right now, and be quite honest with you, I'm disappointed in that. That's
okay.
Very unlike you guys. So let's go. Call in, whatever you guys want to talk about. Callahan, I think that, you know, like I said, that was expected. We talked about it. It wouldn't have surprised me if he named Stahl captain or even Richards captain. For those of you that were complaining about Dubinsky not getting an A, he doesn't deserve it yet. Plain and simple. I like Brandon Dubinsky. I think we all know I like Brandon Dubinsky, but he's not ready for it yet. Until he gives effort every game, he doesn't deserve an A. Ryan Callahan gives you everything he has every night. Brandon Dubinsky doesn't. Even Sam Rosen has told you that. And if Sam Rosen's telling you, then you know it's got to be true. If even he's saying it, for him to have criticized a Ranger, you know there's something going on.
Exactly. And you know he's been told it. He must have heard it 1,000 times before he actually dared to utter that criticism. You know, he probably finally it just slipped out one night.
Right.
And he made
it run it through 6 meetings. Who called this meeting? I did.
Who called?
It's okay to criticize Brandon Dubinsky.
I agree with you. Here's a question to you and the group.
Okay.
I will just call them the group now. Do you think that Dubinsky holding out 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago? The years
two.
Just flowed up.
Two.
2 years ago played any part in this decision?
No, I don't. I just think it's based on his game. I don't think so. No. It's his game.
Okay.
I don't think it should have played any part in that. His game's not.
Well,
there
was a lot of discussion back then. This is the way. We're very disappointed. You know, he needs to do what pros do and play and negotiate like a pro and wait his time. I don't know. You know, I always think of the all watching, all seeing Sather. You know, just you know, working his hands there, going, ha ha, time to get you back.
I mean, there are times where I think there were times last season where Dubinsky was the leader on this team. I know everybody says that Callahan was kind of the de facto captain once Pizza Man was hurt, but I think you could say the same thing about Dubinsky.
I like that.
I think you could say the same thing about Dubinsky at times. You felt like, you know, he had kind of, maybe not in the sense that he was scoring 3 goals a game, but you felt at times he was the one, you know, he was the leader on the ice. He was the one carrying the team, so to speak, you know, lifting his game. But it doesn't happen every night with him. He gives you,
right.
You know, I would say 60 games a season, he goes at full speed. And then, you know, 15 to 20, somewhere in that range, he's just not there. He's an inconsistent hockey player. His time will come. I said that on Twitter the other day, too. I do believe that his time will come. I'm not, you know, I used to have a teacher in high school that used to tell us this all the time. When I put on your progress report or your report card that you don't work up to your potential, I take it as a good thing because at least I'm saying that you have potential. And that's the way I feel about Brandon Dubinsky. You know, I'm not criticizing him. I'm saying it because I think he's capable of much more than what he gives. So.
Right. So you think he is capable of greater things then, better things?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think offensively I don't think he's going to climb much further offensively with his numbers. I'm just talking about his over, you know, stop taking all the – he takes a lot of bad penalties. Although that would fit in with our last captain. Sorry, I didn't have the rim shot. I had to go there. I didn't have the rim shot ready. But anyway, he takes a lot of bad penalties, and they're just, you know, does a lot of dumb things sometimes. So he'll get better. I don't see him as a 35-goal scorer, you know, or a 60-assist guy. I think he's near his peak offensively. Same with Callahan. But, you know, Callahan also does 100 other things that you stand up and take notice in a hockey game, and all of them are good, you know?
Yep.
But what do you think?
I got to agree with
you. Answer your own question, sir.
About the holdout and all that? No,
yeah.
I don't think it was something that crossed my mind, but I don't think that had anything. I think it's exactly how you guys pegged it. You know, he's just not mentally mature enough to be the captain. He's a bit of a hothead, which you kind of like the passion,
right,
without the stupidity. You know,
right,
what I'm saying? It's the bad penalties, and, you know, and now with Mike Richards out of the division, I don't know, there's what, 6 or 7 other games he's not going to be in, you know, because he always shows up for the division games. And he has the ability, and he's one of the few Rangers, I've said this many times, when he wants to turn it on, he can bring it to another level. But he needs to play more consistent. And, you know, I don't say this with any malice towards the guy, obviously. I want him to succeed. I'm not one of these Ranger fans sit there and hopes guys to fail. Those people have no place in the Ranger fandom, as far as I'm concerned. But I think everybody's right on in the chat room, and you are. He's not emotionally there, and he's got to give 100%, 110% every game. Can't disappear. So
day in and day out.
Day in and day out.
That's how we're used to it.
Right. You got to come in and. What do you think about Callahan giving props to Drury? Did you hear that?
You know what? I didn't even hear that.
Oh, he taught me a lot. He was, you know, the consummate captain. Blah 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 blah.
What's he gonna say?
But he wasn't even asked that. Like, really, I don't know if he was directly asked that, but he was just. I just kept thinking of you. He's a miserable, you know. And I'm like, oh, I didn't get it, you know. But who knows? But maybe, like you said, what else is he going to say?
Day in and day out. Oh, shit, that's absurd. I mean, from day to day, every fucking day, a problem. I know.
That clip never gets old. You can't go wrong when you got good Cosell.
Cosell,
so,
never.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, Cosell is vintage Cosell. Ricky Tosu just said, I hate Zuccarello more than Botvin.
Oh, come on. I can't
hate
anybody.
Is that Mark Botvin? I don't know if you remember him.
Jan? Felix?
I tweeted the Felix Bob. I tweeted Don Maloney. Yari Granstrand really looks good out there. I don't know if you got it.
I didn't see that one. Ricky tweeted to Dave Maloney during the game on Saturday. Dave, if there's a fight, will you turtle like in the old days or something like that? It was really funny. If you don't follow us on Twitter, you gotta, because we have a lot of fun. I changed my name finally. I'm at BSU Radio Jim, and then of course Eddie's at Ranger Crisis. Ricky's at Ricky Otazu, OTAZU. Most of the guys that are regulars, you know, hanger listeners here in the show and hanging out in the chat room, most of these guys are on Twitter, so. We have a lot of laughs on Twitter, and we don't take it at all seriously. There's no coffee o'clock. You know, there's none of that. We have a good time. There was one other thing that was kind of funny that was going on Twitter during these games. I'm trying to find it really quick here. Shit, I don't remember what it was now. I don't know. Oh, you know what? The other thing that was coming to mind, that had to do with the Giants. So anyway, well, Marcy Braverman's joined us, and Sue Papagallo. The women are here. Where the white women
nice.
At?
Where the white women at?
Where the white women
so,
at?
So, it's going to be interesting camp. What camp starts when, Jim? Fill me in.
Saturday, I think.
Now, apparently they're going to invite over 60 players to their camp.
You're going to run out of numbers.
I mean, really, don't you know who's going to? I mean, there's a couple guys, maybe four or five from Traverse City, but apparently they're taking about 90% of those prospects to the camp.
Introductions are going to take a whole day. Brad, Chad, Chad, Brad, Brad, Ryan, Brad, Brandon, Brandon, Brad, Henrik, Henrik, Brad, Brandon, Brandon, Brad, Brandon, Brandon, Brandon. It's going to just go on and on.
Yeah, and I know, and it's going to be a month before Ryan Callahan gets to go against Tim Erickson to see how good he is if they have 60 players. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting camp. There was a point I wanted to make about camp. Oh, in that informal practice that I mentioned last week, remember I told you that the Rangers held an informal practice at, I forget where. It might be Westchester. I'll just say Westchester.
At the training center, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, right. And Brad Richards was watching Kreider. And he's like, who's this kid? And why isn't he signed? He was very impressed with Kreider. And they were like, he's still going to college. So he's like, wow. So apparently Brad Richards is enamored with Chris Kreider's hockey skills.
He hearts Kreider?
That's good stuff. He hearts Kreider. He's hearts crushing Kreider. On Kreider.
Now, I'll tell you, you know,
he's
I kind of turned...
Kreider.
I love Kreider. I kind of tuned out Brad Richards because I just got sick of hearing him talk about how happy he was to finally be back with Sean Avery.
What'd you say? I'm sorry, because I'm reading this. Marcy came right to our show after seeing Andrea Bocelli in the Andrea. I don't know how to say his name in Central Park tonight.
Andre Bocelli. Is he the guy that sings? He sings that song that they play at the Bellagio with the fountains in Las Vegas. I'm not going to even attempt to sing it, but and then it was on The Sopranos, I think. I can't think of the name of the song.
Well, I know Bocelli is the guy that if you give him a standing ovation, he wouldn't know it.
Right. He's blind, right? Okay, so I think that is the guy. I think that is the guy. And yes, they just mentioned in the chat room, the HBO cameras have arrived, Eddie, 24/7. Sean Avery's very excited.
Oh.
I think they're going to edit his part out when they send his ass back to Hartford.
Yeah.
Beetle.
Is he... I lost my train of thought here. You were talking about the HBO cameras. Now, how is Tortorella going to work with this? This may set a new record for bleeping out, I think. Even for HBO, this might be like the Slapshot or the. Trying to think what's a movie that. Like Raging Bull. If you had to edit and bleep out Raging Bull.
Like Midnight Run.
There'd be like no movie. They'd be like,
I think there's 117 fucks in the movie Midnight Run.
Wow.
Somebody did a YouTube video of just the F word in that movie, and I think it's 117. And it's funny as hell, too. It's like a minute and a half.
It'll be interesting. So the cameras have arrived, apparently.
They were kind of checking out the scene, I guess, and the getting to meet some of the players. You know, Sean Avery was tweeting yesterday, oh, wait until they see what I am. Blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. I'm muted when he's on. Tired of him.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you there on that. So, Cutter's also reporting now that on Twitter, that Sabres.com is beaming that they beat us in the Traverse Finals. I could give a shit less.
Yeah.
What am I worried? My prospects, my precious prospects of loss. Give a shit less. What do I care?
My precious.
My precious prospects. They've lost Traverse City. Oh, God.
First trophy the Sabres have ever won.
Yeah, really. That's the first. That's a good one. Put that. That's a nice, really valuable piece of hardware they got tonight.
Yeah. It's about as valuable as the French's mustard trophy the Rangers won in 1994 in London.
Yeah, didn't they win like some kind of maiden trophy or something?
It was the French's. It was the French's mustard cup.
Nah, it wasn't the French's mustard cup.
it was called
the something made cup.
Well,
the French's. Somebody get me verification on that. I would have been making fun of that long ago.
The Molly Maid's cup.
I don't know.
The French maid cup. I'm telling you, it was the French's mustard cup.
I don't know about this. I need
to
confirm.
Sponsored.
I usually trust you on everything, but this I'm a little.
You're not
bit
buying this one, huh?
No, not at all. So I was looking at one of these rosters, and I'm trying to see what year this was. Might have been. I don't know. I really should have done my homework on this. Oh yeah, 2007 tournament.
Uh huh.
And I was looking at the Ranger roster for then. To see if any guys became NHLers or made it or didn't make it. And Brandon Dubinsky was on the team. Artem Anisimov, Michael Sauer, Mark Stahl, Lori Kupakoski, Bobby Sanguinetti, Brody DuPont. He spent some time with the Wolfpack there.
He's gone, right? They trade him?
He's gone.
So long, when Eddie's gone.
He's gone. Laurie was traded for the great Andrew Leeson. But there are, it does, a little bit of an indicator that, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stiffs on this team, like Mike Busto. I don't know who he is. And the goalies were Mika Wickman, which I know was a favorite of freaking, what's his head? That dumbass over at Mitch Beck, loved that guy. And a guy named Antoine Lafleur was our goalie.
Look at Boyle Stripe in the chat room. Look what he just put.
Let me see. Boyle Stripe. Since the Norris went to England, started to suggest the French's mother. No, it's wrong. That's from ESPN. Maybe they sponsored it.
They did. They sponsored it. That was the name of the cup. That was the name of the trophy. Because I never forget it. My father called me up when it was over. My father called me when it was over, and he said, and I quote, "They haven't won a Stanley fucking cup in 54 years, but thank God they got the French's mustard cup."
It was the first of many
trophies they would win that year.
I should never doubt you. I was almost sure that was called the Queen's Trophy or something. I don't know. Maybe I tried to blank it out after finding out it was the French's Mustard Cup.
If it was the Queen's Trophy, Leafs would have won.
All right. Don't make fun of the Leafs. Actually make fun of the Leafs. Because they're about to sign Luke Shen to a ridiculous contract. Guy's vastly overrated. But anyway, I digress.
You know, all right. So yesterday on the Facebook group, I asked the question. Actually, before I get to that, I wanted to tell you there was something that I didn't want to forget. You remember a friend of the show, Adam Proto from the hockey?
Yes.
From Hockey News?
Yeah, he very did, nice man.
Yeah, he did an article today on, it was called the, what exactly was it called? It was like the top 10 strangest places, strangest birthplaces for NHL players. Did you happen to see this article?
Strangest places?
Birthplaces. Top 10 odd birthplaces.
Oh, okay.
For NHL players.
Okay.
And I'm trying to pull it up here, and stupid page isn't loading, of course. Let's try this one more time here. If not, we'll... Here we go. Getting there. I'll just mention some of the bigger ones here. Number 10 was Ole Kolzig, who was born in Johannesburg, South Africa. Here's one. Ed Beers, you remember him?
Yeah. He had a brother, Bob.
He was from Zwag, Netherlands. Rod Langway was born in Taiwan.
Wow.
Father was a serviceman. Coming in at number five, my favorite. This is the highlight. This was the best part of the article. Number five, from Zaria, Nigeria, Roman Endor.
The Nigerian nightmare.
Right. The former NHL enforcer last played in hockey's top league for Atlanta in 1999-2000. Imagine that, a black guy playing for Atlanta. But has since skated... In various North American minor pro leagues and UK league games. He was born in Africa but grew up in Ontario.
Wow.
And some of these guys I never heard of. So a few of them I have. Rick Chartraw was born in Caracas, Venezuela. And Robin Reguera was born in Brazil. Did not know that.
I did not know that.
Did not know that. Of course, Cutter, we know who Christian Okoye was. We know what his nickname was. God, you have no sense of humor, son. None.
I know.
All right. Back
it
to the
feels like
yesterday.
Okay.
I posted in there, I wanted everybody's prediction. How many years until we hear Captain Ryan Callahan, come get the Stanley Cup. Now, I was curious because I wanted to try and get a gauge on just how far people think the Rangers are from Stanley Cup contention. And I was actually surprised. The overwhelming response was 2 years.
Too soon.
So you think that's too soon? You think they are more than 2 years away from cup contention?
Well, it, on my timeline, which I divulged 2 years ago, I had the Rangers as conference contenders in 4 years. So I guess, along to my timeline, that should be cup contenders 4 years. I got to say yes, although I want to say three now. But two, okay, if we got to find some way to score. I cannot watch this team if they can't score. They're going nowhere if they can't put pucks in the net. You can't have 15 third liners. I want scoring. Now hopefully Brad Richards will bring that. We'll see. But the defense is solid. Goaltending is some of the best. One of the best ever to play for the Rangers in goal. That's right, I said ever. Better than Gilles Gratton. Better than Mike Dunham. Better than Kirk McLean.
Better than Doug Sotart.
Better than Cam Talbot.
Fuck Cam Talbot. Better than Dave Tartarin. It's one of my favorite go-to names.
Yes. So, you know, we'll see. I don't want to get ahead. I got to see goals, kids. I got to see some excitement out there. I can't see 1-0 shootout wins. I can't. I want 4-1 every night.
Last year was
then
exciting.
Then I'll get behind. What?
Last year was exciting.
They had a lot of comeback wins, a lot of overtime shootout wins. I want to see 4-1 wins, 3-1 wins.
All right, so let me ask you this. Let's see, which question do I want to ask? All right, let me ask you this. Can they win the division this year?
Yes. I think they can. But in reality, I don't know. You know what kind of hijinks goes on. You know the Devils, you heard me that Brodeur, he's fading away, this and that. But you know what? They get Zaporizhzhia back. It's going to be tougher than the one without Lemaire because he makes, I don't like their new coach. I don't know. Devils, yeah, they could probably beat them. Is Pittsburgh still in our division, or have they moved them out yet?
Pittsburgh is still in our division.
Pittsburgh without Crosby, they still beat us. The Fly Girls, they're ridiculous. They make too many bad trades and sign too many idiots. And they got a good goalie, big deal. Yeah, we could probably be like Flyers range. I don't know. I don't know. Every year I go in the same way, and I say it every year. We make the playoffs one round out or maybe two rounds, and that's what I'm thinking this year. Until I see some goals. And I want to see John Tortorella make the transition from the rope-a-dope into the attack offense. The offense we were promised.
You want safe as death back? Is that what you're saying?
Safe as death. We've got to be more aggressive. We can't sit around for the shootout. We saw what happened in the playoffs when we did that. The shootout never came. We went to endless overtimes and couldn't score. I want to be relieved of that frustration, my friends. We cannot go on as Ranger fans like this anymore. We need to score.
This is like an inaugural speech.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let the word go forth.
Let the word go forth that we must score and score more. Safe is death.
We choose to go to the playoffs in this decade. We do these things not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Ask not what your Rangers can do for you.
Score goals in this decade.
Ryan McDonagh. Ryan McDonagh's not getting 100 points in NHL 12.
Yes, on easy.
Newman's a tool, a fool, and he needs to go back to school. He's just doing it for attention.
That's right.
Anyway, it's enough of that. So, okay, so, I started thinking about it. I think without the Penguins, without Crosby, I think the Rangers are right there with them. Because not only is Crosby out for the Penguins, but you got Malkin with that trick knee of his. You never know what they're going to get out of him. I don't know. I think the Rangers can win the division. And after that, I truly won't. They got to win a round in the playoffs. It's got to start there. If they don't win a round in the playoffs this year, this year is a total failure.
Exactly.
Would you agree?
I agree with you.
Got to get at least to the second round, or this year is a total failure.
Right.
Last year, we had no expectations going into the season. None. And then, things started to steamroll. We started to see an identity with this team. And then we had some, then it was okay for the expectations to change. And we wanted them to get into the first round. And they did. And, because of some shit in the bed in the last couple weeks of the season, they wound up eighth. And if they were anywhere but eighth, they probably would have had a much better shot at getting into the second round. But, again, they couldn't score. So it was the same shit. But they got to get out of the round. They got to get out of the first round this year. And that might take winning a division so that they're in the top half of the conference instead of the bottom half.
I totally agree with you. And I'm going to tell you this. There's no learning for a young team if you do the same thing you did last year, play 82 games just to get knocked out by a team that got railroaded right after they played us.
Right.
The Capitals sucked. I know Marcy Braverman's in the room and she loves Ovechkin, but really, the Capitals were a mess. They've been trying to figure out that mess every which way they can, and they could have been beaten in that series. And, you know, I talked to former Ranger Matt Gilroy like a week after that series, and although he's not with the Rangers anymore, he basically told me everybody was pissed. They were so upset that they lost to that team. So they better come back this year, take care of business, and God damn it, win it home. Win at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it's going to be all fixed up for you.
Yeah, they're coming home to a new place.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a while before they play at home. And on the road, I mean, the way this team plays, they will always be a good road team because they come to, they'll give you an effort. The Rangers have a very good defense. I have no problem saying that. A lot of times it's hard for me to praise the Rangers because either I don't want to jinx them or I really don't believe it in my heart. But the Rangers can shut you down. The problem is they can't freaking score. And the power play, we all know, and I don't have to tell you guys, everybody knows what's wrong with this team. That power play, you know, when they Rangers get a power play, it's time to go get a snack. Let's get ourselves a damn snack.
Let's all go to the kitchen.
Let's all go to the kitchen. We should do that on Twitter every time there's a Ranger power play. Let's all go to the kitchen.
I think this might be it.
You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now.
No, that wasn't it. I thought that was the song.
But that's the Rangers power play. Instead of brought to you by Jaguar or whatever, this power play is sponsored by that.
It's brought to you by Cheese Doodles.
So we got to take care of business before I start talking about Stanley Cups. I mean, I got to give credit. The young guys so far, and I'll say this even about the Traverse City Tournament, whatever they're calling it, John Giannone's calling it this minute.
Michigan.
These guys look like they are all like cerebral hockey players. They're not totally skilled guys with no good thinking caps on. I think these guys are because they looked organized right away. And certainly with Kenjin Anda behind the bench, who showed me why he is in Hartford.
Run for mayor in that
town. He's been there about Stan.
Kenjin Anda's been in Hartford so long he could run for mayor. He didn't have a 10-year playing career there as well?
Yeah, I think he could. Although I heard Hartford was... But they were interviewing... This is another thing. I go back to the... They interviewed Mark Stahl's father, Harry Stahl. They were asking him the most ridiculous questions. Like, who has the bigger temper? Like, Eric has got a real big temper. Mark's kind of a sneaky temper. He's sneaky angry, sneaky mean. That's what they say. And, Jordan's just, he's very calm. And which one do you like watching more? I mean, they're asking, like, Stu, why do they have this guy on? I mean, he's been asked these questions 1,000 times. Cause, now, I know that the youngest brother was playing for Carolina, some other one. And that's another thing I noticed that with these hockey, they draft people on bloodlines. What is this, thoroughbred racing? You know, I mean, like, well, he's in camp because he's Mike Foligno's son. I'm like, that's all it takes? That's all it takes? They're drafting this guy because he's Roman Endur's cousin.
Nice!
Yeah, you love that.
He's Greco Endur.
It's a little weird. It's like, I don't know. It just gets a little weird. But apparently, if you're the son of a famous hockey player, I guess Gretzky's kids, when they get playing age, they'll be being drafted.
One of them got drafted by the Cubs. Did you see
that?
Oh,
yeah?
I guess, is it Tyler? I think, yeah, he got drafted by the Cubs. Poor kid.
Oh, wow. You got it on, that kid, huh?
I don't know what place.
So what happened? We got no phone calls, Si? What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, nobody wants to talk. Well, the usual, there's no Mark Weissman tonight, no Newman, no Robbie, no who else were our usual callers? No Captain. He hasn't been around, so that's all right.
That's all right. I like
to. Oh, anyway, we've bullshitted our way through another one. Just about.
It's supposed to be entertainment, Jim. We're supposed to be entertaining.
We're not entertaining.
I'm entertaining by myself. I know I'm entertaining myself with you, as usual.
Yeah, I mean, like we always say, as long as you and I are laughing, care.
I think
it's uncensored, it's not politically correct, and whatever.
Yeah. And they were also talking about head hits during this tournament. That's another one. What do you think about
any head hits?
There was one, I think, in tonight's
head
game.
Head hits. Any head hit.
And JD, too, in game one against St. Louis. Got to see him. As cynical as I get, I still like to see that big, goofy bastard. He totally makes me happy again. He brings me back to a simpler time.
Kinder, gentler, more New York Ranger organization. There's another Ivory
like
here.
Look,
Joey's being overrun by winners.
Well, I'm glad they went to this. But it's always good to see JD check in. I remember how I used to look forward to the broadcast. Now it's...
Right.
I run for the mute button.
Right.
And all I do is sit on Twitter and complain about the freaking announcing.
That's the fun part.
Apparently the chat room has been overrun with Sarah Palin and Glenn Rice had sex. Who is Glenn Rice? Is he a sports guy?
He was a basketball player. He was a basketball player.
And apparently she's supposed to...
Apparently an autobiography or something coming out that said that they had a one-night thing in, like, 1987, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Who cares? Jesus. And she's supposed to be a hockey mom. What's she doing with Glenn Rice? She should have been with Stephen Rice. Or Glenn Anderson.
Right. That's right, Stephen Rice.
Right, Glenn Anderson. Not Glenn Rice. Plus, being from Alaska, she'd probably never seen a black guy before, right?
Yeah, she probably got a little of that jungle fever. I don't know what we're talking about. What else have you got? Robin, what else is in the news?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
What else did we want to talk about tonight? See those New Islander jerseys? See that apparently that's been confirmed now, their third jersey?
All I heard was that Tattoo Lose Tattoo Shop. I have not seen
Tattoo Lose and Piercing Pagoda is going to open a kiosk, and they're going to have the guys with the little remote control helicopters, and then they'll have the massage chairs. Yeah, they're going to turn Nassau Coliseum. It's going
to
become the Sunrise
Mall.
Yeah, you'll be able to get your eyebrows threaded.
What is with that eyebrow threading? What's that all about?
Are they doing that? Did they have that in the malls there too?
I saw it the other day, and I was going, "What the fuck is this?" I saw some guy having it done. I said,
"Yeah, it's in all the malls here." And then they got the women that stand out front of them and try. Would you like to get your eyebrows threaded today? And I always have the same reply: "No, thanks.
What is,
I'm
what
straight."
What is that? But what is it for?
I don't know. I know.
I don't know.
Why know these things?
All right. Well, maybe somebody can tell us in the chat room what eyebrow threading is all about.
A real man doesn't get his eyebrows threaded. John Wayne didn't get his eyebrows threaded. Emil Francis doesn't get his eyebrows threaded. Alf Pike never got his eyebrows threaded. Bronco DeGerst. He didn't get his eyebrows.
He didn't get his eyebrows threaded. Okay, so let me just transition from the Isles debacle.
So you didn't wait. You didn't see the New Jerseys?
Post it in the chat.
They look like,
I have not.
They look like the Mets. They're black, and they got like blue on the shoulders. They look just like the Mets. Apparently, what is
it? Is that orange or blue and red?
Oh, did somebody put it? Somebody posted already? Oh, there you go.
I got it.
Isathetics, which is, you know, they're the authority on hockey jerseys, they apparently confirmed that that is going to be their third jersey this season.
That's terrible. That's a bad jersey.
I don't understand. How is it that they're like the San Diego Padres? They've been around for 40 years, and they've never been able to come up with a uniform that doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Everything they come up with is ugly.
Yeah, they really have no. It's just Long Island. That's what it is. Just have no clue when it comes to anything. And I'm a resident of Long Island, and I endorse this. This is a shitty jersey. Now,
bring back the one with Stan Fischler on the front of it.
Yeah, the one that had the Aquafresh stripes on it. Remember Aquafresh, that toothpaste? I always remember that wave looked like that.
They still make it.
Yeah. They do?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Now, I wanted to... I'm looking at this jersey. Oh, Lord. This is like I would make up on the internet if you gave me like one of those designers with this. There's no logo, which says Islanders on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess they were afraid maybe if they moved to Honolulu, they could still keep Islanders.
Right.
Change it.
How is it that everything that franchise does is a joke?
It's third rate. It's always third rate.
Like an ECHL team.
They should just come out of a giant clown car in the beginning of the year, the home opener. They all come out, Kyle Pozo.
Oh, that gives me an excuse to do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 2011-2012 New York Islanders.
Matt
Holton. Matt Holton.
Come out.
Hey, you think
so? Not me.
Travis Harmonic.
Okay. We can put that song into a bit.
Yeah.
Funny. Guaranteed laughs. at least for me.
You know, it just makes the Rangers' job that much easier, because now I find out, and I'm not on top of this story, I just saw what I saw about the Devils apparently have no money, according to the New York Post. What's up with that?
Yeah, but they've...
What are they going to say? We got no money?
Well, apparently they don't know. They denied that whole story that was in the Post.
Well, who wrote the story? Was it a hockey guy or a...
Who wrote the story? It wasn't Dancing Larry Brooks. I know that. It was...
Howie Sussman is reporting that the Devils are piss broke.
Let's see.
How could they be making money? People don't show up to their games.
They can't be.
They cannot be making money.
Josh Koseman wrote the article. And according to a source, the Devils are blowing up, whatever the hell that means. So, I don't know. But then the Devils came out and denied the whole thing. So, who the hell knows what's going on? And once again, the Rangers are the picture of stability.
Well, as long as they got Jimmy Dolan's dad raking in the cash with the cable companies, we're all good. We might, the Madison Square Garden, maybe other than the Yankees, is one of the more financially sound organizations around here.
What'd you say? My daughter's on my lap, and she heard you say Yankees.
Oh, I thought you said I'm sleepy. I was saying, I'm sleepy too.
She heard you say Yankees, and she said, we hate the Yankees. We don't hate the Yankees. Oh. We don't use that word, remember?
We don't use that word.
They just stink.
They don't stink.
We only use it when we talk about Mitch Beck.
Say Mitch Beck stinks.
Mitch Beck stinks.
Say it one more time.
Mitch
louder.
Stinks.
Mitch Beck stinks.
Mitch Beck stinks.
We'll have to get a clip of that just every time we mention. Mitch Beck stinks.
Very good.
People are watching.
You've even resorted to getting your child to hate Mitch Beck.
I know. It's like, you know, we're in the last 10 minutes of the show, and now we're like, it's like the Brady Bunch. You know, we got to bring in Oliver.
I'll bring in my wife to say.
There you go. Robbie's on hold. You want to talk to this?
Well, you know it's going to be about the Jets.
Robbie, what's going on?
How you doing, guys?
Where are you? You home? You still on vacation? What's going on? You're always going somewhere.
No, I'm home. I had to go to school. School started up last Tuesday, so I'm a senior in high school now.
Oh, you were a senior.
Wow! Right.
And now, we're getting near the end of the show, so you got a girlfriend these days? Do I see that right? You know, I follow you along on the Facebook there. You got a girlfriend there?
No,
I saw you get a lot of props from your friends and congratulations a few weeks ago. Did you, did you get a little?
I'd rather not discuss.
I gotta be careful
on the air. Thank you very much.
You'd what?
I just want to discuss some of the stuff on the air.
We don't want to talk to you.
No, wait. Give him a chance.
One thing that I did want to say, though, that was actually serious. The Devils, this is obviously not going to happen, at least in the near future, but could you imagine if the Islanders and the Devils moved within like 5, 6, or 7 years? And then it would just be the Flyers who would be the number one rivals. But that would just be phenomenal. Oh, my God. But they're poor.
I know that you dislike the Devils more than the Islanders do. So you would be very happy if the Devils moved, right?
Yes, I would. Go on, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, like, you have a lot of friends with Devil fans. Wouldn't they be devastated?
Yes. Yes, they would be. But, you know, they deserve it. Although, what the Islanders were to you guys back in the early 80s, the Devils were to me now when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
But you know.
You when you were growing up, okay.
I was, when I remember 2003, when I walked into school after the Devils won the Cup, and I was right, I was like, the Devils won the Cup, Rangers suck, Devils Stanley Cup champions. I was like, fucking horrible. I can't stand them. So, anyway, training camp starts on Friday. What do we think?
I think training camp starts on Friday.
I think the Rangers, I think it's going to be interesting to see the battles for the positions, whether Michael Delzato makes the team or starts in the AHL, if Matt Zuccarello makes the team or starts in the AHL, if Tim Erickson, who was in the prospect tournament, makes the team, he's a defenseman. It'll be very interesting to see where everything fits in. And it's gonna be interesting. I can't wait for it to start. Can't wait for hockey to start. And
neither
I know
you don't
turn it on until the games start, though, Robbie. I know you. Go ahead.
Once when the first preseason game starts, then I'll be watching because, you know, unfortunately for the fifth straight fall, I will have no playoff baseball to watch. So, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about your New York Mets. I am a New York Met fan. I don't watch as much mini games as I used to. As a matter of fact, I watched two all year, which was an improvement from the year before.
Exactly.
But I will tell you this. Not this year, but next year. When there are a lot of unrestricted, what do they call them, free agents available, and the Mets finally regain their capital, they're going to buy some good players, and they're going to be good again. So,
I hope so. Jim, what are we going to do if the Phillies win the World Series again this year, or if it's the Yankees?
We're going to jump off a cliff. What the fuck do you think? We're going to get up the next morning and go about our business.
Jim. I hate to tell you this, but I despise the Yankees. I really do. I hate to turn this into baseball, but I have to get this out there. Being serious, I despise them. I hate their fans. I can't stand the Steinbrenners. I can't stand Yankee Stadium. I hate A-Rod. I can't take the Yankees.
Dismissed. Sorry, Robbie.
Don't be sorry. He needed to
be. On and on about the baseball. Who cares?
God, why so much hate?
Jesus, really, and I don't understand.
Who cares?
Mets fans that are so consumed with their hatred of the Yankees. Jesus Christ. Get on.
It reminds me of the Islanders stuff with the Rangers.
Yeah, get on.
It always becomes about the haves. The have-nots just root against the haves. I don't care. Plus, it's friggin' baseball. I mean, once football and hockey starts, who cares about baseball? Is anybody watching baseball games right now? I don't know. Nobody's watching baseball games. The season's over. The playoffs are already set for pretty much the most part. Even I know the baseball playoffs, what's going to happen, basically. I mean, no one cares, Robbie. Call up with hockey questions. See, he had that little subterfuge where he comes in with the hockey. How do you think the camp's going to go? And then he has to get his baseball.
Then he launches into his Mike and the Mad Dog phone call.
There are other shows for that. Other shitty shows. Not our show. Our show is hockey all the time, 24/7.
Good evening, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right, we got a minute and a half to go. We will not be on the air next Wednesday because the Rangers have their first preseason game next Wednesday, Eddie.
Yeah.
Against those damn dirty devils.
The damn dirty devils. The dirt devils.
So we will be back Thursday. We'll come back next Thursday night at 8:30. Sure, 8:30. We'll talk about the first couple of days of training camp. We'll talk about the first preseason game and everything else. And hopefully you guys will call in next. I can't believe we made it 90 minutes without a phone call. Maybe we'll just stop taking phone calls. We can do this. Look what happens when we take a phone call.
Well, yeah, well, that's true. But we'll have a lot more to talk about next week with the game and seeing how everybody's doing, who's playing, and we'll be bitching, we'll be moaning. and then we'll be excited. It's going to be, you know, get ready for another 2011-2012 Ranger crisis, because it's coming. We're ready for the heartache, but it'll be fun to watch. I've missed it so much. It's just like I've been empty. Thank God for this show. I could commiserate with my friends and talk Ranger puck.
Yeah, I'm ready for I'm ready for hockey.
You sound like it.
I am. No, I am. It's just it's been a long week at the house. All right, we will see you guys next Thursday night. Thank you for being here, Eddie. Always a pleasure. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Boy, what a show! Wow.
You know what's funny? But real quick before you go, I was listening to Howard yesterday. And Sal and Richard were talking about they had done some new prank phone calls, and Howard was, like, giving them shit about the audio on the calls, and it wasn't that good. And Sal's yelling at – Sal's like, well, we're calling in a Blog Talk Radio shows. What do you expect?
Wow. That's pretty
funny. That's what we should start doing is we should start calling, like, other hockey shows on Blog Talk Radio and just prank them.
Yeah. Any show. Me and you could do any show and prank them.
Yeah, we could. That'd be funny. So,
all right.
I'm going to go find some dinner, and I will talk to you later.
Take care, brother.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.